Well, today, I hope you've heard through the music, through the sound. How many of y'all understand that Jesus Christ is the center of everything that brings life? He is the centerpiece of that deal. And in a real way, this is what goes on every day of our lives. This is what goes on with your life. You're to take the color, the expressions, and the movements of your life, and you're to paint to the world a picture of Jesus. How many of y'all realize that Jesus is showing up everywhere you are if you're in Jesus Christ? Jesus is showing up. Well, I want to give you one central truth today that I want you to embrace. Jesus Christ will last. Have y'all gotten that today? He will last. You and I are about having things that last in Christ. Now, I'm going to give you three truths that go immediate. 1 John, 2nd chapter, 15th verse and following. And I really pray, guess what, I was excited to preach this truth to this particular service because y'all are just a little bit younger. And if y'all can like grab this right now, you will take off like 10 to 15 years of just craziness. Let me help you. You don't have to do stupid things. How many of y'all realize that? That's not required as human. You don't have to do stupid things. How's that for a sermon? Watch this. Here's something that's really smart. How many of you all have a few stupid people in your life? You need stupid people in your life. Okay, the reason you have those stupid people in your life is to learn what not to do. You know, you got to look at them and go, you know what? I'm not going to do that because I've watched my stupid friend do that and this didn't work, okay? How many of y'all understand that's real biblical? Stupid things will not bless you. Now, here's good news about them, though. They don't last either. They don't hold up forever. So God wants to bring us to a forever existence. Now, I want you to get that. God wants us to be forever. Man, this is hard to get your spirit and your mind and your concept around. God wants us to be forever. I don't know about you all, but forever is hard for me to think about. I mean, the summer's already pretty far off. 3 or 4 years from now, retirement. What are we talking about? It's hard for me to look long range, but God said, I want you to be for what? Forever. How many of y'all already know you're a forever person? We got any forever people in here? How many of y'all are forever people? If you got a relationship, Chad, you're a forever person because you got a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm helping you. You're a lead guitarist. Sometimes we need help when we're lead. Yeah? Like a drummer, right? How many of y'all are in Jesus Christ? You're forever. Look at your name and say, I'm forever. Now really confess to him. You may not like it, but I'm forever. Come on, tell him. You may not like it, but I'm forever. I'm going on forever with this deal. Amen? Now let's get to the scripture. Here's what the scripture says. I want you to embrace this. Be careful at what you love. Be careful at what you love. Younger folk, right now every one of you all are learning to love. Now I know a couple of you think you're a love master, but you're greatly deceived, Jack. Watch this. There are going to be thousands of things that come at our life journey that says, love me. Love me. The world's full of things that say what? Love me. But there's only one real God. A God who came in human form, who has a name, and His name is Jesus. And if you will love Him, you will last forever. Everything else is temporary. So look at what God said. He said, do not. Rarely in Scripture does God say, do not. Now, when I went to church, it said, do not all the time. One of the things that blessed me is finally I read the Bible for myself and realized that these preachers were adding a little bit to it. There's very few do nots in the Bible. In fact, the Bible is not a book of do nots. The Bible is a book of do's. Do love me. Do live in me. Do activate the Holy Spirit. Do be with love and peace and joy. Do! Go do it! But here's one of the do nots. Now, if the Bible takes time, y'all think about this, guys. If the Bible takes time to say do not, is this serious deal here? It's serious truth when the Bible takes time to say do not. Here's what it says, Marcus. Do not love the world. Or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now hold on. This is a tough moment of Scripture. I don't know about you all, but I've loved some things in the world. What about you guys? Huh? Any of y'all ever love world stuff? You know, because really what that verse is saying, if you really look at it, do not love Harleys. Do not love boats. Do not love images. Do not love music more than me, says the Lord. Do not love sports. For some of you today, you need this. This is a word from the Lord. Do not love UK more than me. I think I have a prophecy. They will go at it in the second round just like Louisville did. Just in case any of y'all got money on that one. No amen to that. I've got a Kentucky fan over here. The only reason they didn't go out first because they played later in Louisville. That's the only thing, the only difference, the only difference. Okay, you ready? However, I heard there was a fine Kentucky team playing in rough Thursday night. That's what I... Anyway, you ready? It has nothing to do with this, except this. Don't love things that can't bless you. But I mean, how many of y'all got things that say, love me? Yeah. And guess what? Let me show you what love is. I really want you to get this definition. Love is not a verbal statement. Love is a series of choices that show me what I worship. Please catch that. Because we flippantly do this to God too. Watch this. We flippantly go, hey God, I love you. But then we plan our lives without any conversation with God. How many of you have ever done that? God, I love you, but I don't want you to be involved in my career. I don't want you to be involved in my marriage choice. I don't want you to be involved in how I put my life together. I just want to go to church and go, hallelujah, I love you. Well, guess what? Eventually it comes down, God, I love you so much, I want to choose your thinking over my thinking. Now that's when you fall in love. Amen? Got to be careful with this truth. He said, don't love the world. Now let me show you why you can't love the world. Guys, y'all listen because I want y'all to get this powerful stuff in here, Danny. If you apply this stuff, you'll do great things. Any of you would. I want y'all to remember this. And the reason I preach to you is I want you to remember this because guess what? Some of these folk that are past you sitting in other sections, they've already messed all this up. They've already messed it all up. You don't have to mess it up. Once again, invest in things that will last and be careful with stupid decisions. It's a real sermon today. And watch this. Jerry, you know this. I bet you've had this happen. You cannot, the Bible says you cannot love two masters. You work in corporate America. Anybody else work in corporate America? How many of y'all have ever worked in this work setting where the upper management got their authority confused? How many of y'all have ever had a situation where you didn't know who to report to? You didn't know who held the authority. Well, what, as an employee, oh man, Tyler, what does that feel like, brother? Oh, it's a downer for sure. I don't know what to do. I'm in total chaos. Then I get very anxious because guess what? I'm trying to love what? Two masters. See, the Bible says you can only love one master. And Jesus says, if you're going to love me, I want all of you. So watch this. That's the warning here. Do not love the world or be so absorbed in the world that you can't move to what Jesus wants to do. Now, guys, you got to get real with this. Life is tough. Is that fair? Don't ever let a Christian just tell you all I got to do is pray and everything's going to be all right. I got to pray. I got to listen. I got to apply. I got to listen. I got to pray. I got to apply. I'll make a mistake. I got to pray. I got to listen. I got to what? Apply. Because there's some tough stuff out there. And I don't know about y'all, but the desires of the world are desirable. Is that true? I don't know about y'all, but now there's just some things that can lure my attention. Any of y'all got that problem? I mean, I go to church, but they still lure my attention. Anybody got that realness? This is the way evangelical Protestantism likes to operate in America, or at least it has for 50 years, in my opinion. We like to come to church and pretend all these things don't exist. But we know they do. We know they do. They know. We know. Watch. When I was your all's age, sometimes it was hard to sit in church. It was difficult to sit there in church and pay attention to Jesus because there was some good-looking girl sitting pretty close. And it was easy for my mind to go, Jesus.
Jesus. See what I'm saying? Yeah, did any of y'all ever have that problem in church? Oh, I just, all the men have their hands up. Because the ladies, they were doing this. Can you see him over there? I wonder what he thinks about me. And you can't wait till somebody stands up and sing a hymn. Because sometimes in church, you couldn't see the rest of it. You just see shoulder up, you know, and they'd stand up and sing a hymn. Oh, oh. This is real. Some of y'all amazed I get that real in church, aren't you? You're going, well, I don't know if you should talk like that. Is that proper or not? Is it true?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible said, let's get to the truth. The Bible said the truth will set you free, and being proper will make you look like, you know, a butler. But, you know, let's get to the truth. God wants you to be free, loving people. That's the truth. He goes on. He says, be careful with this world stuff. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't love God and be absorbed in this place. Let me explain that to you. There are going to be a lot of people that have given God a verbal commitment and not a heartfelt confession that will miss heaven. And that means this. You can't say, I claim to follow Jesus and never follow him. Well, how many people we got in trouble on this one right here? People ask me all the time, do I believe once a person is saved, they're saved? Absolutely. But I don't believe a lot of people that are running around saying they're saved got saved. Because they wouldn't act that way if they got saved. See, when you get saved, you act different. When you get saved, you think different. When you get saved, you hear different. Now, do you make mistakes when you get saved? Absolutely. But when you're saved, guess what you do with your mistakes? You repent. You say, God, I got drunk. I shouldn't be drunk. It is not good for a follower of Jesus to be drunk. This doesn't fit who I am anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. If you sleep around and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you won't go, wow, that was good. You won't do that if you're saved. You'll go, oh, God of heaven and earth, I have made a royal mistake. And the reason I feel guilty, and the reason I feel shameful, and the reason I feel out of place is because I've put your love in the wrong order. God, would you forgive me of the sin that I've just committed and reorder me to the person that I am? Now, is it making sense? Does that get it down in the trench? And even when we do this one, well, we're just living together for financial reasons. Can I help y'all with something? A man and a woman cannot be in the same room. Y'all know what's going to happen? And you women go, well, now I have control. You're right, but he don't. You're right. Be careful. Here's why. You can't love but what? One master. And that master says, I want you to have a blessed life. I want you to have a forever life. I want you to have an eternal situation. And you're going to begin to think different, see different, hear different, and perspect your destiny differently. Make sense? So this affects choices. Now, the second thing is this. Desires. Here's the good news. Nothing here lasts. I want you to say that with me. Nothing here lasts. How many of y'all remember getting a new car? Wow, I used to be obsessed with new car scent. Every year and a half, as new cars would come out, and I said, man, I got to get a new car. And Elizabeth, you remember this? Yeah, we're probably still paying debts on it. And I'd go to Elizabeth, and I said, I really need to trade this car. My car's falling apart. And she goes, honey, it's got 15,000 miles on it. I said, but it's going to fall apart. And we need to trade this car. Why? Because I saw something that smelled better, looked better, and was going to make me just a little bit what? Cooler. Yeah, you had one of those cars too, didn't you? Yeah, I got to ride that ride. I mean, I remember going down Scotts Road, I'd break out in hives when the new cars came out. I mean, it was a gym. I'd fight the steering wheel to not turn in the dealership because car salesmen have already lined up. They didn't even give me their card. Hey, Steve, how you doing? You trading this year? They were looking at me going, we will take your money. You know what they saw? Here comes a stupid individual on our lot. Here comes someone that would rather have the shine than have an economy. Now, that's a car salesman's favorite person. Somebody that gets caught up in color and the moment of the new. I was their man. In fact, I needed a support group. Hello, I'm a new car buying addict. My name is Steve. I'm powerless over leather seats. Guess what I learned? You go down to Minute Mart for $1.95, you can get new car scent. You spray it in your air conditioner vents, turn your air conditioner on, it smells just like a new car. You get the same buzz for $1.95. Now, what was this new car buzz? Let me tell you what the new car buzz was. The new car buzz was this. I desired to look a certain way. I desired to be a certain type of person. I had bought into the commercial that if I drive this, something good's going to happen. Wasn't true, though, because look, and this is just so true. For everything in the world, the cravings of the sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and what he does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. Yeah, I want you to get this. It's not what you have in life that makes you real. It's who has your life. Does that make sense? You can have a lot of things, but the deeper question is, does God have you? Because when you die, guess what all you things are going to do? Be sold. I've seen plaques go for 25 cents. Trophies. District championship trophies. J.D. Shoulders, one of our deacons, tells the story of winning a great championship in his high school career. And he had a plaque. He was one of the first guys in Hart County to ever dunk a basketball. And this was way back, a long time ago. 70s. Ancient time. And what was unusual was he was white and dunked a basketball. So that was also a phenomenal moment. He got a big trophy. Guess where he found his trophy 20 years later? He hadn't go by the school. They threw it away. And somebody called him and he said, hey, they're throwing your trophy away. So he now has a trophy. And he said, that always stuck in my life. They threw it away. I know it's going to be hard for y'all to believe. And I know sometimes you think this stuff is really important. Nowhere on a job interview will they ask you if you were the homecoming queen, the prom queen. Nowhere. They don't care. That's not the issues of life. But in the moment, what does it seem like? Woo! I didn't get queen. It doesn't matter. This too will what? Yeah. Danny, there will be a day. Nobody remembers extra points. There'll be a day. Because what? What do we learn? What do we learn in life? Y'all are learning it. To forgive? Yes. And what? Go on. It's about what? Forever. So I'm going to give you two things you got to do right now. You ready? Two phrases you got to do. Live now. See, here's what the sinful cravings do. They want you to get caught up in their moment. Here's what God's calling you to do. Live in His moment now. You see, I want you to get to this truth. When does eternity start? When does eternity start? Oh, y'all ain't convinced of that. There's a lot of people, they think this. They think, okay, when I die, my eternity's going to start. Your reality of Jesus started the day you invited Jesus into your life. Now, once you get there, you're going to start living. A lot of people believe that. They're waiting to die to find God. Well, why don't you say, God, forgive me, love me, come into my life. I want to start my eternity now. That's pretty cool, isn't it, Kev? Guess what? You are never going to be gone. What do you think about that, Kevin? Wow! You see, because here's what it says. For everything in the world, the cravings of the sinful nature, the lust of our eyes, the boasting of what he has and what he does, it will do what? It doesn't come from the Father, so what's it going to do? What's it going to do? Pass away. Let me show you. The world and its desires, what do they do? But the man who does the will of God, what does he do? What happens to the person that does the will of God?
Did y'all get this today? First thing, watch who you love. Love Jesus, love Jesus, love Jesus. I mean, you got to get in love with Jesus. Jesus is madly in love with you. Now watch. How many times do you see in the Bible Jesus saying, I love you? Not many. He shows you He loves you. Now in America, we want to hear the words, I love you. But I want to be the words, I love you. You see the difference? There's a difference in saying I love you and being the love. And Jesus had mastered being the love. And the way He was the love of God is He did what the Father wanted Him to do today. Which led to an eternal reality. Same goes for us. Amen? And be careful. I just want to give you the good news. It doesn't last forever. How many of you ever had a bad day? I mean, that day just stunk. You had just a stinking day. People pulled out in front of you. How many of you are on the way to church and you cuss somebody? You know, one of those days. You're supposed to be getting holy and you get all riled up. Getting a fight on the way to the church. You know, you walk. How many of y'all have ever had a bad week? Just week gone bad? How many of y'all have ever had a bad month? How many of y'all have ever had just a bad year? How many of y'all have had like a bad decade? Okay, these things happen in humanity. I got some good news. You ready? Here's the great news. This too shall pass. Amen. Nothing we have is going to last forever. Now, this brings me to this conclusion. Here's the challenge of the day. First, who do you love? What do you love? And what do you have in your existence that is not passing away? See, I love Elizabeth, but I got to love Jesus more than Elizabeth, because guess what? And I love Elizabeth a lot, but guess what's going to happen one day? We'll say it real politely. She passed. And one day she's going to look at me and go, finally, he passed. It's over. He passed. Guess what? It's going to blow y'all away. Y'all going to be old quicker than you think you are. Be in a twinkle of an eye, Jack Blaha won't have any hair and five kids. He'll be rolling in here going, hey, Bob, sit down right now. I'll go, there's Jack. It happens. Eric Baker will have solid gray hair before he realizes it. Unless he dyes it. Life moves. Now watch. Jesus is inviting this experience. You ready? I'm going to catch it and I'm going to close. Jesus is not asking us to embrace the world. Jesus is asking us to embrace heaven and live in the world. But don't get in love with this place down here. It's not going to be that long. Does that make sense? So now, do what? Live well. Now. Young people, can I give you one piece of advice? Don't put off living till later. Don't put off living till later. People do that. And things will have passed you by. So listen to the Lord now. Guess what? Do the things of God when you're in college. Sometimes when you all graduate and go to college, people say this, well, I'm going to give Jesus a break for 4 years because I got to get all my college done and then I'm going to get... That's when you want Jesus totally invested in your life, is when you're in college. Think about it. This would be the ultimate dodo move, is to step back from the truth of God while you're in college. Let me show you how stupid that is. The next 4 or 5 years, guess what you're going to do? You're going to line up who you're going to marry. Oh, yeah, well, I think we'd probably need to get God in on that decision. What do you think? Especially you girls, you need to run him through God. You know what I mean? God, what about that one? God would go, uh-uh. Well, why did you make him? For somebody else. You see what I'm saying? You ladies,
You guys need to run these ladies through here. Here's what y'all don't understand. If she's whining at 17, she'll be total hell at 37. So you got to wake up to that. But you guys think you're going to go, well, I'm just going to pray to God that He helped me tolerate that. Well, then you need to read the Bible. He said, God said it's worse than a dripping faucet. Y'all ever heard of dripping faucet? Middle of the night can't get one to quit dripping? How many of y'all have known? How many of y'all have been through that experience? I had it in a hotel once. I about took the whole bathroom apart in that hotel. Because watch this. Here's what's the problem with a dripping faucet. You'll start listening to that drip, and it won't be loud while you're focused on other things. But then when you get ready to listen, you'll hear it. If something for too long, that's all you. You see, you get involved in the things of this world. You get caught up in other people's concepts. And it doesn't take real long. You no longer can hear, guess who? God. That's why I said, be careful what you fall in love with. And here's this is the thing that we struggle the most with in our culture. We love ourselves. And to sit here as an American and say you don't love yourself, let me tell you what, you are jacked up on some serious denial. And we got to work with this. We got to really work with this if we want to get free, man. I am naturally selfish. I'm naturally greedy. I naturally want it my way. I go to Burger King because they said they'll make it for me. See what I'm talking about? It's that kind of craziness. And what we got to do is this. We got to say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I want to fall madly in love with You. I want to desire You. So that I'll be involved in right now things that lead to forever instead of my things that only temporarily please. It's real stuff today. It's always real stuff every Sunday, but I mean, this one hits home, doesn't it? This is the everyday battle. God, am I going to love You or all the stuff I like? Because I like some stuff. And you like some stuff, and we like some stuff together. Watch this, church. I'm going to tell you this. You got to love Jesus a lot more than you do this place. Because guess what will happen to Hillview Heights Church on Nashville Road? Y'all remember that Kansas song, Dust in the Wind? There you go. Guess what will happen to the people who've met Jesus Christ and who have been forgiven by Jesus Christ and who have been filled with Jesus Christ's Spirit at Hillview Heights Church and they met Jesus and worshiped and loved Jesus. Guess what happens to those people? They live forever. You got it, girl. Right out of the baptistry. I love it. You live forever. So today, guess what I want to invite you to come do? Take a wild guess. Because I'd like you to what? Think about it. What have we talked about all day? I'd like you to last. I'd like you to last. So I want you to have a marriage that
lasts forever.
Yeah. I'd like you to have some children that
last.
Yeah. I'd like you to have a job that will
last.
I'd like you to have an influence that will
last.
There you go. You know what I know? If you'll follow Jesus, somebody will get life because you lived. Make sense? Cool deal? Y'all all right with that? As young ladies, guess what I want y'all to have one day? A good husband. Now, different than a husband. There's husband and a good husband, all right? Make sense? You ladies agree? But I don't even want you to have a good husband. Guess what I want you to have one day? Godly husband. That's a whole different category. Those guys are like, you know, They serious. Y'all cool with this? Y'all want to live? And live forever. That's what we're talking about, all right? Well, let's stand up. We're done. We're not really done. Really, we've just begun for a lot of people. There have been people meet Jesus today. There's some more people going to meet Jesus right now. Now, I have to ask you a very personal question. Very personal question today. You have seen what? What is the center of life? Say it together. Who? You know what Jesus is asking you right now? Jesus is asking you this. Would you come and let me forgive you? Would you come and let me be in your life? Would you come and let me love you? Would you come and let me be your forever? Amen? Well, let's pray right now.
Now listen, how many of y'all thought of some things you probably got in the way of Jesus? Come on. Anybody? How many of y'all got a few of your priorities? If you and Jesus sat down and had a cup of coffee and talked about it, how many of y'all may have to change some of your choices? Now watching, the changing choices aren't bad if who's asking you to change them. Because think about this, Jesus will always adjust you toward life. Man, I could preach again about that, but think about this. Jesus will always adjust you toward what? Here's what I love about Jesus. I've made bad decisions in my life. I've made decisions that weren't healthy in my life. And Jesus even took my unhealthy decisions, taught me a lesson, and adjusted me back toward what? Life. That's how graceful He is. That's how deep grace goes. Well, there's some people here that are going to meet Jesus for the first time, and I want to encourage you to do that today. Live. Don't go to hell. It's nasty and it's too warm. We want you to be in life forever and ever. Guess what? The Bible says this, that God loved you so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to live right here on earth. And He said, and whoever believes in Jesus, they won't die. Ever, ever, ever. They get to be forever. And then He says this, whoever does not believe in Jesus is already condemned. And God desires you not to be what? Condemned. Well, let's pray. How many of y'all just need to come today and say, Lord, here's some stuff I love better than You. Lord, we just need to have a talk about that here for a minute. And God, He'll adjust that. He'll love you. He'll love you. Today, some of y'all for the first time today, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Oh, there are going to be some people say that for the first time today, and y'all are going to get to go to heaven. You ready? Because Jesus loves you that much. For the first time today, Lord Jesus, here I am. I know I've sinned. I know I've not done what You wanted me to do in life. And Jesus, I'm asking You to come into my life and forgive me of my sin. Guess what God's going to do? He's going to come right in your life. He's going to forgive you of your sin. You're going to be connected to forever. That is amazing. That is amazing. How many of y'all would step in there and do that today? Or are you going to do this one more time? I'm going to do it on my own. Well, let me ask you a question. If you could save yourself, tell me why we got this Jesus guy hanging around. Come on, eventually you got to quit being stupid. And you got to say, Lord, if You created in the heavens and the earth, and obviously there's something beyond me, I truly do believe that there was a real Jesus that died on a real cross, that shed real blood, that's going to come into your real life and give you the real destiny of heaven. And it is real. It is real. I just don't think this many crazy people could get in a room all at one time and fake it as well as we do. Do you? There's got to be something greater than us in this room. And His name is who? Jesus. Jesus. And Julie, you're going to heaven because the Lord Jesus Christ came in your life because you asked Him, and you confess that today in baptism. Some of you need to come today because you need to be baptized. Some of you need to come today just because you've been loving the wrong stuff. Come on. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. I mean, y'all, man, I do it. I'm your pastor and I love the wrong stuff. I'll catch myself 6 months being all caught up in stuff, all jacked up about stuff, and then I'll be going, you know, God, You really don't even care about that. And here I've wasted 6 months being all in a wad, just all, nah, 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 nah. And You don't even care about that. And Jesus is so gentle with me. He goes, Ayers, you are not the sharpest crayon I have created. But then guess what He says? I love you. And I made you. And I redeemed you. And I painted a new picture in your life. And I've painted a new reality in your destiny. And it's not about what you are, but it is about who I am, says Jesus. And He is a God that will love us and come into us. Amen. Well, let's pray. Lord, Your Spirit's here. Somebody right now. Come on, right now, in the name of Jesus, if it's you, just ask Him, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Believers, I want you to focus in on that. There's human beings in this house today that don't know Jesus Christ. And if you don't care about that, I truly do question your own salvation. If you don't care about somebody else going to heaven, there's a good shot, and this is going down on tape, and you can footnote me, then you probably need to question your own salvation. Because Jesus said, those who are mine love their neighbors. Lord, whoever it is today, maybe it's 1,000, maybe it's 100, maybe it's 1, but it's somebody. Right now, why don't you tell them, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Oh, never get tired of these words. He died on a cross to forgive you, and he's going to live forever because he's resurrected, and he will live in your life, inviting me in. Lord Jesus, come into my life. See, well, that prayer is too complicated. This one works. Help me, Jesus. You'll take it from there. It's not about a sinner's prayer. It's about a cross and a resurrection that saves us. It's about God's heart, not about our prayer. Come and ask God. Repent of those sins. Young people, prom's coming up. What about during prom? Are we going to love Jesus or prom? Uh-oh. By the way, just to let you all know, Jesus goes to prom too. Mm-hmm. Jesus goes to prom parties. Because followers of Jesus go to prom parties. When Jesus goes to prom parties, most of the time he reverses his miracle and changes the wine back to water. At prom parties. At weddings, he'll change it back from water to wine. Y'all think about that and ask him, and he'll fill you in on what that means. You ready? The author of Jesus Christ is here. He loves every one of you that have gathered here today. None of you are here by accident today. You may think you're visiting, but you were brought here for a reason today. You're supposed to receive a truth today. God had a message for you today. God does not waste his time. He brings everything to life. Praise team, I want to thank you all and instrumentalists for all your all's giftedness and giving that to Jesus today. You've blessed our hearts today. Pastor Eric, I thank you for taking your gifts, your abilities, your skills, your talents, and blessing us with what the Holy Spirit brought forth in you today. Thank you. But you know what? I praise Jesus that they can do that because Jesus brought them to life. Amen. Eric couldn't paint that picture right there without grace in his life. You couldn't paint that picture without being saved. Now, you could paint an image of Jesus, but you couldn't paint that Jesus unless you knew his grace. You know, y'all could sing a song about grace, but you really can't sing it like you sing it unless you know his grace. Amen? I could preach about the concept of grace and love, but I'm telling you, I'm glad to know I know it. Not about it, I know it. He loved me even though I was a sinner. He set me free. He still loves me. Even though I make mistakes, he what? Loves me. All right, in the name of Jesus, there's a lot of freedom, there's a lot of life, there's a lot of baptizing that needs to be done today, there's a lot of healing that needs to be done today, there's a lot of opportunity. Guess what? We believe in healing in this church. Some of you need to come up here and pray over people. Need to be healed in the name of Jesus. You say, well, what if they don't get healed? What if they do? You come in faith and see what God will do. Amen. All right, altar's open. It's Jesus' time. Come on, in the name of Christ. Come on up here. Let's pray together. Let's praise together. Let's love together. Come on. You ain't got to wait for them to sing. Come on. If God's saying, come on, come on. You ain't got to wait for people to start singing to come to an altar. It ain't about them singing. It's about you being obedient to God. Come on. In the name of Jesus, God, just touch folk today. Touch people today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.